Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America. The Music of America podcast continues day two in South Dakota, and we're with a guest called Sandy Swallow and her friend Scott Simpson, who we'll be hearing from later this week, and I'll tell you all about that in just a little bit. You know, you meet, you fall in love, you commit to each other. That's the easy part. Somehow, after 2 years or so, things begin to get challenging. Emotions and flair have waned. You disagree more. You're feeling disillusioned at times. Well, this period of disappointment can last a long time, even years. That's usually when a couple seeks out a therapist to help learn better communication skills. 2 years after Forever, a relationship workbook is dedicated to help couples find that effective communication. This guidebook, sort of a how-to book, teaches you some skills to learn about communication deficiencies that likely exist, but better, it offers exercises to improve those skills and be better communicators, better partners, better people. 2 years after Forever, it's not a self-help book, it's a workbook. You have to do the work. And if you do the work, do these exercises, do them together, apply the lessons learned, you will absolutely see a difference in all of your relationships, particularly lasting into the future, like forever. 2 years after forever. www.2yearsafterforever.com. 2 years after forever. Available at Amazon today. And forever. So kind of an interesting, fun guest we have today, Sandy Swallow and her friend Scott Simpson. Scott will be on Friday talking about his own work, but one of the pieces he's going to talk about, we're going to hear today, and we'll hear it again on Friday. So today we're going to talk with Sandy Swallow, who is the writer of the song. Is that correct?
Yes, I did the lyrics. Actually, to begin with, I did poetry, and I had always kind of wanted to have song written to my poetry, but Scott explained to me that you need to do a little more than that. So he's a great person to collaborate with in that he did the music and it just clicked. I mean, we liked what each other did.
That's right.
You're artistic by nature, though. We've looked at some of your visual art, and sadly, this year, my premier year of the Music of America podcast, it's audio only, but you've done some beautiful artwork as well that corresponds with the songs we're going to talk about today. So you've got that muse, that artistic muse working with you right now. How long have you had that artistic flair?
Well, midlife, I started my art career, and when I do a piece of artwork, I think to myself, what if that person couldn't see it? Just like we're audio right now. And so how would they be able to understand that piece of artwork? And that's kind of how I got to writing the poetry for the
Oh, that's clever. And so I've often asked this, of visual art people. I said, how do you describe the color red to somebody who's blind? You know, and that's what you do. You take a beautiful piece of art that we've seen, and you've written a story about it through poetry, and then Scott has added the music to it to give it another dimension. That's really cool. Really cool. When did you notice that you had this artistic talent ability? You said you started midlife. Did it just sit dormant for all those years before?
Well, I've always done artwork, but I truly never felt that I could do anything different than anybody else. And later, my husband said, no, not everybody can do what you do. And so he encouraged me. And that's why I don't consider myself a poet, but I can write and explain my pictures to people through poetry.
Okay. I'm just so fascinated by this whole thing. My daughter and son-in-law just started taking an art class, and she sent me some pencil sketches. I'm like, that's really good. Who is that? She goes, that's my work. I'm like, what? She's never done this before. She's in her 30s, we'll say. We'll just say she's in her 30s because she might hit me if I tell her exact age. But she's in her 30s and she's never done this before. And it's just incredible the work that she does. I'm like, that's inside you and it found its way out. How long or when, I guess as a child, did you draw? Did you paint?
I did draw in school, but I was never encouraged by my artwork. So I just never thought about it. But, you know, midlife, I got diagnosed with a disorder. And I thought to myself, if I don't start doing what I really want to do, I might not get it done. You know, it's and one thing I really wanted to do was to do my artwork. And I really wanted to do songs, you know, but I can't sing. So that didn't help any.
That's where Scott comes in, right?
Yeah.
So you're an elder with the Lakota. Is that correct?
I am. Yes, I have to admit I'm an elder.
That's okay. It's okay. It's an honor. It's a term of honor and endearment, right?
I'm enrolled Oklawala Lakota on the Pine Ridge Reservation. You can only be enrolled in one tribe. My grandmother was Northern Cheyenne, so I'm both Lakota and Northern Cheyenne, which typically they were allies historically. So there's a lot of people like me that's both tribes.
And back during the warring factions of the different tribes, who were the Cheyenne and Lakota, who were you warring against the most back then? Were it Sioux or were it Apache?
Oh, no. Lakota or Sioux, they were against the Crows.
The Crows, okay. I used to study this stuff all the time when I was a kid, but I was a kid. That was 60 years ago. But I loved it. I had all kinds of information. I had different books about different tribes. And that was like that. And there was a guy named Matt, somebody who was a sports writer, who wrote kids' sports books. Those are my two passions, though. I read so much about the different Native American tribes. We were always fascinated by it because we were always told with these high cheekbones, my dad had us convinced that we were of the Cherokee Nation. And then Ancestry.com came about and the blood work DNA thing or whatever, or the swabs or whatever. And we have found out that my father's not real good with the truth. So.
Well, my youngest boy got us a DNA test. And what was amazing to me is I knew how much enrollment I was.
Yep.
And it turned out just right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was all oral, you know, oral tradition telling me.
Amazing how the written word can get it all screwed up. But so how long has your family been, I guess, how long has your family and tribe been where you are? Have you always been on this reservation? I'm really ignorant about the whole life of the reservation. So I'm asking like really general questions, I'm hoping.
Well, the reservation system was set up by the Fort Laramie Treaties in 1868.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the government took the land that they promised the Indians. Mm-hmm. And they set up the reservation. My families have been there actually ever since then. Back then, what they did was they allotted land, and I've inherited land from my great-grandmother that was given to her, you know, allotted to her by the government.
So you're able to hold on to that property. They don't encroach or try and take your property and say, it's not yours anymore.
Oh, we're a silver nation.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, right. Yeah, what happens if that happens? What happens if somebody encroaches on a part of the reservation, although it's a sovereign nation? It's like it's an invasion, correct?
Right. And a lot of people throughout the years had sold their land, you know, because they needed the money. But my mom, who I inherited my land from, she was adamant that was going to stay in the family.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing she was stubborn and held on to it. Because now, of course, you know, my kids will inherit it.
Now, were your parents artistic? Were they artisans in some capacity? Your mom or your dad?
Well, my dad, actually, this kind of explains a little bit about my sister. And my dad was grew up on the Pine Ridge Reservation, about 40 miles from my where my mom grew up. They're both named both of them, and but they didn't know each other. And then he, during World War II, signed up. He was too young, but his dad, he lied about his age. He was 17 and he went into the Navy. And he was actually stationed at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. He
Oh my
was
gosh.
he was on the Phoenix, which was a lightweight carrier close to the Arizona
Right,
which
went
went
down.
down. And he never talked about it. But my mom, she wanted to help the war effort, and she was really tiny, so it's surprising that she wanted to do that. But she went out on to the coast and became a riveter on the shipyards,
Oh
like
yeah,
Rosie the
like
Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter, yeah.
And yeah, she was. And they met there, and he was on shore patrol, he for an MP, you know, and they talked to each, or the people from South Dakota talked about where they met at a bar that all the South Dakota people would go to. And that's where my mom and dad met, having grown up
How
on the
funny.
reservation, knowing each other.
Well, thank you. I love getting background, and especially about a culture I'm just totally ignorant about, you know. But this is a music show. We want to talk about your music. Scott's sitting there patiently quiet, and I want to bring him into this in a minute. So let's go from where we are now. When we come back, I want to talk about your art that you paint, and then we'll go from that into talking about the poems that you wrote and how Scott got involved, and then we'll bring him in. How's that? I do that? Okay, our guest,
Yes.
Sandy Swallow and Scott Simpson from Spearfish, South Dakota, here on the Music of America podcast. We'll get back in just a moment. Ladies, you don't need big promises. You need results. Simple Beauty Retinol Moisturizer contains only the best ingredients for your skin. It doesn't contain unnecessary ingredients. It doesn't contain unnecessary ingredients that may cause your further skin issues. It doesn't contain unnecessary ingredients that may cause you further skin issues. Specifically formulated, the retinol moisturizer helps reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, making the skin appear younger, softer, smoother. A powerful combination of antioxidants, vitamins A, C, B5, and E fight premature aging by blocking DNA-damaging free radicals and promoting softness and elasticity. It contains all kinds of natural ingredients like aloe vera, jojoba oil, rose water, sunflower oil, all great for alleviating a variety of skin conditions. So check them out. Simple Beauty Retinol Moisturizer, simplebeautyskincare.com. www.simplebeautyskincare.com. It simply works. Sandy Swallow and Scott Simpson are guests here on the Music of America podcast, and it's kind of different. The format, we usually have three songs, and we didn't have that today because you can't push poetry. It has to just come out organically. And the first poem I'd like to talk about is a song called that turned into a song called Sister Star, began as a poem. So describe your illustration, if you would, your painting. And then how that painting evolved into the poem. And then, Scott, you jump in with how you got the music to go with that.
Sure.
People who know the MMIW movement, that's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. And of course, they're publicizing it and telling about people, women that have been lost. Well, my sister in 1968 was murdered by her husband. And actually, for 50 years, I couldn't speak about that without crying. And I finally decided it was time that I wanted to honor her because in her life, she was not honored.
Mm-hmm.
She was used and hurt. And she was my big sister. And that's Chuwei. That means older sister in Lakota. And there's kind of a thing with Lakota language. It's the men speak differently than the women. And the Chuwei was for a woman to say my older sister. And Scott, you can
Sandy came to me with Chuwei Wichakpi, which was older sister star. And I started writing this or working on the song with that. Mm-hmm. Then I thought, you know, with a male voice saying the female version of should be, it's going to sound strange, not to most people, but to people who speak Lakota, it will. And so I decided that I talked with Sandy about using the male term, Tanke Wichakpi, which is means older sister, but it's what a man would say. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, we got both in there because then we have near the end of the song, we have Sandy saying Chuwei Wichakpi and her daughter saying Chuwei Wichakpi.
Okay.
And there's some, it's called trilling, and it's really hard to explain, and that's kind of hard to do.
Some people call it lili when you hear the really high pitched.
Oh, right.
Like
right.
That. I shouldn't be doing that, but I'm trying to get a sense of that.
I've heard trilling before. Actually, ironically, you'll see I do a lot of subcap or captioning when I'm watching movies because my hearing's not good, and you'll see like in especially lately movies about the war in Afghanistan or war in Iraq or whatever, you'll see the people getting together, and you'll see them say, it'll say trilling, and you hear the whatever. Yeah. So yes, I know what trilling is. How about that?
And that. I wanted that in the song because to me, you know, in my culture, that's honoring somebody. And I wanted to honor my sister. So I talked my daughter into trilling with me, which we do at the end of the song. But the picture I did for my sister, she was murdered the day before her birthday by her husband. And so she was young. She was only 21 when she died. Mm-hmm. She was beautiful, beautiful girl. And my older sister, who, you know, I respected. So the painting I did, she's in heaven and the stars are around her and she's got a red shawl on and the fringe of the shawl has, at the end, they have stars on them, the whole shawl. And then she's got a ribbon skirt on, and then moccasins. And on the moccasins are painted dragonflies. And she's on a star, like skateboarding in heaven.
How about that? That's a great job of describing the picture that you showed me before the podcast began. Now, Scott, she gives you this beautiful imagery. How do you come up with music to match that? How do you get on that same plane? Because it works wonderfully.
Yeah, well, I looked at the photo or I looked at the picture and you know, took that in. But then her words and a lot of her words did end up being in the song. She and I talked about, you know, I'm going to do my best to stay true to what you've got, to mm-hmm. the vision and the words that you have. But I know when you start working on a song, you know, even when I've written what I think is right, it has to get changed because something doesn't work right or something else needs to be there that's not there yet. And so we went back and forth a little bit with that. But that was my guiding star, was connecting with what she told me about her personal story. Mm-hmm. A few things that I knew from my own work in education. I've listened to a lot of elders, Lakota and Dakota elders, share about the Milky Way. And, you know, Sandy's in a beautiful place because she has this deep history of both being Lakota, knowing the stories and the traditions of Lakota spirituality, but also she's a Christian who has her own belief about heaven and that sort of thing. And those things come together for her in a really beautiful way, I think, in this. Because the Lakota people believe that when you pass over, you go become a part of the Milky Way. And that when they look up at the stars, they see relatives there. Well, that's not a big distance from looking up to heaven and knowing my sister is there in heaven. And so Sandy really kind of brings those things together. And I wanted to honor both of those things. I wanted to honor all of that in the song. Yeah. One, make it a song of honoring for Sandy, but also to make it a song raising awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women, because that's a huge thing that's going on right now. And there are lots of people who need, you know, encouragement, I think. They've lost people. Some of them know they're dead. Some of them have no idea where they're at. They're just gone, you know.
Go ahead.
I did not want my sister's death to totally define her, you know, that, oh, she died, she was murdered. Mm-hmm. I wanted to honor her life and what kind of person she was.
Yeah.
And we do that all here in this song, Sister Star, that we'll see tonight on a clear sky. When I look up in the Milky Way, I'll see your sister today.
Yeah.
Tonight, right? Well, the song is called Sister Star, Sandy Swallow, and music written by Scott Simpson, correct?
Okay. Yes.
From Spearfish here on the Music of America podcast. Let's give it a listen. Again, the song is called Sister Star.
I remember getting the phone call from my dad. He told me what had happened to my sister. And from that time on, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but a lack of trust that things were just going to be okay. Because I found out sometimes they aren't.
Chachpi, Sister Star, strong Lakota woman, that's who you are. May your name never be forgotten or lost. Tamkewi Chachpi, Sister Star.
Mother, sister, daughter, gone too soon. Still shining bright. Strong Indigenous woman.
Advise me on life, Mother Earth, Father Sky. Your lessons breathe the morning prayer. Tankewi Chakpi, Sister Star.
Mother, sister, daughter, gone too soon.
Didn't complain or show your bruises, display your pain. You honor loved ones with a humble heart. Your path cut short, Sister Star.
Mother, sister.
sister daughter gone too soon, still shining bright, strong indigenous woman gone too soon, still giving life. I'm can we chuck the sister on the darkest night, stars blaze in heaven, bright shining light. Honker we chakti, honker we chakti, honker we chakti. Mother, sister, daughter, gone too soon, still shining bright, strong indigenous woman, gone too soon, Chakpi, sister
Sister Star with Sandy Swallow and music written by Scott Simpson. We'll hear this again on Friday too. Scott's going to be my guest this coming Friday. So if you wanted to catch that song again, now you know the story behind it from a different perspective. It's really cool. And Sandy, that's just beautiful, beautiful painting and a beautiful story. And we'll get back and talk about another song of yours. Really, it's this simple. You buy Kitty's litter box. Okay. Open the box, place litter in box, introduce your cat to the box. When the cat has done their business for about a month or so, close the box and throw it away. Just close the box, grab the handle of this biodegradable box, and throw it away. Ideal for traveling with your favorite feline. It's affordable. It's convenient. It's called Kitty's Litter Box. You know, that's one thing I really did not like about cats, and I don't know how it became my job, but I hated cleaning the litter box. Well, if Kitty's Litter Box was around maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, who knows? I might still have cats. Who knows? Kitty's Litter Box, all lowercase, kittieslitterbox.com. Order today. It's perfect. Sandy Swallow and Scott Simpson are our guests today here on the Music of America podcast. And all this is an audio only. Sandy, I want you to show me the picture again of running the Milky Way. Could you do that? Is it nearby? Okay, so this picture, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 horses surrounded by stars and like a, I don't know what you would call it, like a pinwheel almost of yellowish and brown colors and shades. Really cool picture. And that's the next song we're going to talk about. Again, it started with the picture, correct? And then you wrote a poem and then Scott came in and added the music. Is that right?
Right. And that was our first collaboration and I had some definite ideas, which I must say Scott was very respectful about implement. And at the beginning of the song, I wanted to have horses running. And so you'll hear horses running.
Now, are they really horses or is it just Scott going?
that's my secret.
And then the horse actually in to explain part of the song is Shunkawaka, and that means horse in Lakota. And horse is like big dog or spirit dog.
Okay.
It's Shunka is dog. So Shunka Waka is horse. And I wanted that in there. And I have two boys that I conned into speaking Lakota and being at the very beginning of the song. And they say that Shunka Waka running the Milky Way.
And so the poem came from the art, though. The drawing came first. The horses, right. The pinwheels, the steward. So those are the horses running. To me, it looks like they're running in the Milky Way or running to the Milky Way, but they're just, are they running like an operation of the Milky Way? What's the message there?
Well, the Milky Way is where you go to heaven, you know, in Lakota legend. Right. And my thoughts are, it's just not people that are going to go to heaven. I believe horses and dogs, I believe they'll go to heaven too. And so I thought to myself, what would those horses be doing in heaven? And would they be just having the greatest time? They'd be running and they would... It's just my imagination that what they... Because horses love to run. I don't know if you've ever been around horses during right before a storm. They'll be kicking and, you know, just playing with each other. And so that's how I came up with the poem, the picture and the poem.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, there was a program called, I'm drawing a blank now, Adopt a Horse. And there were these wild Mustangs in Colorado. And for like $500, you could go get a wild horse, but you had to get him. You had to get him on your trailer. You had to get him home. You had to break him. You had to everything. These were wild Mustangs that they didn't even have them corralled. They just had them in an area. But it was a really cool program because the horses were taking over certain parts of the plains in Colorado, and the farmers were getting, you know, overrun with them. So they came up with this program. I remember like it was in the 80s. So I read up a little bit about horses and got to know a little bit about them. And they do. They love to run and they're competitive, you know, for considering the size of the brain of the horse. One of their instincts is to be competitive because I guess the strongest horse gets the best date. We'll just say
whatever they get.
I did want to tell just a little bit of history, and that would be how important horses are to Native culture. And my great-grandfather, Eli Swallow, was a Louisiana-born. And he joined the Confederate Army during the Civil War.
Oh, wow.
And he was caught. And he was given his choice if he wanted to go to prison or go back to the Dakotas and fight Indians. And he chose to go back to the Dakotas. And he was stationed at Fort Laramie, met my great-grandmother, Lizzie Iott, who was Rosebud's Lakota Sioux, and fell in love and went to marry her. And he had to go before his commanding officer and ask permission. And he had to go before the council, and they said he needed to trade horses for. So he did.
Oh, wow. Let me ask you a question, because you said this twice now. You said Lakota, I think you said Lakota Sioux. So is Sioux like the big umbrella, and there are divisions of Sioux, and one of those is Lakota?
Let me take this one.
All right.
Because that's a big question we'll ask.
Okay.
Sioux is a name placed on the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota people. And it derived from, actually from most probably some of their enemies, who they were in battle some with the Ojibwa. And what happened was when the white folks came in, they said, who are those people over there? The Ojibwa said something. And there's a little bit of a misunderstanding about what that is, but the French-speaking white people said, got the Sioux part at the end, and then forever referred to them as the Sioux, and it stuck. And what they actually call themselves is, as a whole, the Ochiti Shakoin, which means the seven council fires. But that's divided into three groups, the Lakota, the Dakota, and the Nakota. And they all speak the same language, but they have a different, slightly different dialect, which has to do with the E, the L, and the N. So anyway, it's just interesting because you'll see over and over a lot of names of places that were named by white people who couldn't, either didn't listen to what the indigenous people were saying, or they couldn't repronounce it.
Right.
Like our town, Yankton, South Dakota.
Yeah.
It's actually, should be said, Ihunktawan. But no white guy could say Ihunktawan. So they just said Yankton, you know?
Funny.
But anyway, so there's this really interesting history of language and how things get named and who gets to name them,
I find it fascinating. We just started watching that miniseries on Hulu called Shogun, remake of the old Richard Chamberlain one. And he's in prison, the one of the main characters in prison, he's talking about the Japanese. You know, they're from Japan, so they're the Japanese. Not Japanese, but the Japanese.
Yeah.
You know, like Romanis and the Wapatis and that, you know. Portuguese or Spanish or something. These are the Japanese, Japanese or Japanese. And it evolved into Japanese, probably the same way Sioux was misheard, misinterpreted, and it became the name then. Interesting.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
The government calls us Sioux. I'm enrolled Sioux, but we call ourselves Lakota.
Yeah. And you can tell a Lakota from a Nakota or Dakota by their dialect.
Yeah.
You're sitting around playing bingo, or at a campfire. You'll be able to say, well, he's Nakota, he's Lakota, he's Dakota. Interesting. So, Scott, let me ask you this. Then the horses and the sound effects and all the things that Sandy wanted to bring in, that's like post-production stuff. The music itself, though, how did you do it the same way you sat there?
She told me she wanted it to be guitar heavy, so primarily acoustic guitar, and she said she wanted a drum. And I've spent a lot of time listening to traditional Lakota drumming at powwows and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got a sense of that. And then I worked on kind of a acoustic guitar riff that kind of felt, it's very repetitive, because if you listen to traditional Lakota music, it will do something, and then it will repeat, and then it will repeat, and then it will repeat. And I mean, all music does that to some degree, repeat and vary. But there's that repetitive nature. And so I also wanted a lot of voices. I did a lot of vocals, of different sorts, layering multiple tracks. And I wanted to capture in certain parts, which you'll hear in the song, the sense of really being maybe around a campfire with a lot of voice, a lot of drumming going on. And there's both the speaking of Shunkhwa Khan, but also just vocalizing, hey, 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 which... That vocalization comes around a lot in Lakota and Dakota traditional music. I want to say one thing, though. I'm not Lakota, and so I'm always extremely conscious of any time I do something that's like this, of being really clear, because I don't I feel real strongly about appropriating cultures that are not our own. And so I'm always really clear. This is something that Sandy and I have done in collaboration, and I wanted to fulfill what she was asking for, but I am not Lakota. I'm just doing the best I can from what I've learned from her and from others.
What I've gathered from our conversations too, Scott, is you don't just do it because she says to. You understand what you're saying. Why am I saying this? And like you were talking about earlier with the different gender specific references to Big Sister,
That's one of the reasons I was drawn to this collaboration, because I just love what Sandy is doing, and I've learned enough about it that I'm drawn into it. I I love helping her tell her story, you know.
Well, we're going to tell the story again, a different way, with music right now. We're going to listen to the song. The song is called Running the Milky Way with Sandy Swallow and Scott Simpson here on the Music of America podcast.
Running the Milky Way, all my relations.
Running the Milky Way, Sandy Swallow and Scott Simpson here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard, and I get to shut up now. This is the part of the show, Sandy, where I keep my mouth shut, and we call it shameless self-promotion. This is where we can talk about how to find your art, how to find your poetry, how to find your music, and what we can do to support you to continue on with this endeavor.
You know, it's kind of hard for a Lakota to do self-promotion, but so I feel a little embarrassed over it. But
you consider yourself a humble people?
Well, I hope so.
You know, seems like it. That's why it's hard to promote.
But I've been, you know, a professional artist for over 35 years and actually have traveled from coast to coast with art shows.
Oh, okay.
I've been invited to the White House a couple of times. And I try to, when I do my artwork, I try to make sure it's an authentic, and I like to have my culture. I have a website called sandyswallowgallery.com, and there I do have prints and note cards. I actually have 18 images, so we won't run into songs because each note card has a poem on it. But I don't know. You know, I think it's so important to have the young people have people that have worked hard and perhaps achieved a few things, and they can then learn that they can also do the same thing. They set their mind to it. And yeah. I believe that God has given it each person some talent in one way or another. And it's up to us to work hard at it.
And you said the website was Sandy Swallow, like the bird swallow?
Yes.
SandySwallowGallery.com.
Okay.
And if you want to listen to Sister Star, Running the Milky Way, go to Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon Music or any of those places. And anywhere that you stream or download music, you could find it.
And will it be by Sandy Swallow or by Scott Simpson or both?
It is by Scott Simpson. If you look closely at the metadata, you'll see that she is our lyricist, and
okay.
I'm performing it, and I wrote the music. So
tours, are you going to be touring your art? You said you've been around the country, you've done art shows around the country. Do you have something coming up in 2024?
Well, I'm in some art shows. The Red Cloud down to Pine Ridge is one of the premier art shows in the nation for Northern Plains tribal arts. And I generally enter that and it's been nice. I've gotten a few prizes throughout the years, but it's hard to get.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of them. And I like to do art shows like that. I don't travel much anymore just because it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah. That's why we're doing this audio and with Zoom, you know. I don't have my RV. I can fire up and run up to South Dakota real quick and say, hey, while I'm in South Dakota, let's go to Spearfish and hang out for a couple hours, you know.
That'd be fun. You got an open invitation.
I've heard it, and I've heard from a lot of people. I really want to get up there, man, because South Dakota is really calling me. Really strongly. My daughter and son-in-law, I think, Scott, I told you this. I think my daughter and son-in-law almost lived there. I love your governor. I think she's brilliant. You may not like her, but I think she's brilliant, what I see of her. And I think she's of the people, for the people, and all that. But sorry, I didn't mean to get into politics. I try not to get into politics, so I apologize. Thank you again. Thank you again, both, for coming on. Scott, thank you for putting this together. And Sandy, thank you so much for your art and the beauty of it all.
I would like to say something, and Tom, I'm saying it personally to you, but also to everybody else. Oya Wash Day. Blessings.
Thank you. And yes, it is Wash Day. I've got a whole bunch of it in there. I woke up this morning and said that, oh yeah, Wash Day. Funny. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm not making light of it. I really appreciate it. Sandy Swallow and Scott Simpson, our guests here today on the Music of America podcast. Join us tomorrow. You're going to like these guys. Great Odin's Raven, right here on the Music of America podcast.
You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season. I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America.